He should have paid a visit a long time ago. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. That's the consensus of many critics of President Biden, who spent a few hours in El Paso today. Upon arrival, he was handed a letter from the governor.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott's letter described the president's visit as $20 billion too little and 2 years too late. Governor Abbott said the current Texas border crisis is due to the White House's failure to enact border laws. Governor Abbott asked for several things after finishing what he called the president's photo op: tighter enforcement of the Remain in Mexico policy, more prosecuting of illegal entries, designation of drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, and in a nod to former President Trump, that President Biden resume construction of a border wall.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The president's next stop is Mexico City for a summit of North American leaders. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz is speaking out after Alabama Representative Mike Rogers got into a heated argument with him last week over Gaetz's refusal to back Kevin McCarthy for House Speaker.
In a late night moment of high drama, people can have moments of frustration, but Mike Rogers and I have a 6-year productive working relationship. We're going to work together wonderfully going forward, and I don't think there should be any punishment or reprisal just because he had an animated moment.
Gaetz eventually voted present, allowing McCarthy to finally win election. Thousands of supporters of former Brazilian President Bolsonaro, who refused to accept his election defeat, stormed the country's government buildings today. Security forces appear to be regaining control. Contract negotiations continue between two New York City hospitals and the union representing more than 7,000 nurses who are ready to walk out on Monday. Nurses at a third hospital reached a tentative agreement. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
German authorities say they have detained a 32-year-old Iranian man who was planning a deadly chemical attack motivated by Islamic extremism. Officials say the arrest followed a tip from U.S. security officials. They say he planned to obtain the potent toxins cyanide and ricin for the attack. No toxic substances for an attack was found after a search of his home. It's not clear how far advanced the plans for an attack were and whether the man had chosen a specific target. Some bald eagles get a second chance.
A half dozen bald eagles have gotten a new lease on life. Officials from the University of Minnesota have released the regal raptors back into the wild. 11 eagles had been found poisoned near a landfill in the Twin Cities in early December. The big birds were suffering from having consumed a chemical solution by scavenging the carcasses of dead animals that had been euthanized. One of the eagles died of avian flu. After weeks of medical treatment, one of the birds was set free on December 30th. Others were sent on their way this past Friday along the St. Croix River near Hastings, Minnesota. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
The federal government has given the okay to a vaccine for a disease found in honeybees.
Thanks to a new vaccine from a biotech company, honeybees will get some help fending off a disease that can be deadly to the insects. The Department of Agriculture approved the vaccine, which will be used to fight American fowl brood disease, according to the drug developer. The disease is caused by a type of bacteria that affects the bees' larvae. The vaccine is ingested by worker bees, eventually making its way to the queen. Typically, infected hives are incinerated to stop the spread. The USDA says pollinators like bees are responsible for one of every three bites of food we take, and their numbers have been declining for years. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.